Folks, you talked a little bit about it on Monday and a little bit on the Rich Eisen show, but Josh McCown's going to start a quarterback for Cleveland. Both he and Johnny Manziel, very mobile quarterbacks, are very active out of the pocket. How do you deal with a mobile quarterback as opposed to a drop-back passer?
Just understand, the strengths and weaknesses of the team we're going against. And, they have a system. We'll get ourselves prepared to play against the system and understand the nuances that maybe are a little bit different with each quarterback. But other than that, you're preparing for both guys. You always do. You're always aware of who the backup is and what they're capable of.
Take a look at teams that have the mobile quarterbacks. They tend to run the read option. What makes that play such a difficult thing to defend?
Well, as Derek showed this past weekend, the guy's a threat to pull it and take off and get a big gain at any point. So you've got to have a plan to handle that. Good quiet week. You guys all right?
Talk about Gabe Jackson's development since you've been here. What do you see from Gabe?
Yeah, I mean, we came in. We're excited about working with Gabe. He showed a lot of promise in his first year last year. And, really had a heck of a game this past weekend. And we expect him to continue to grow as a player. He's one of these hardworking, kind of quiet kids here that, really, really a pleasure to coach.
Combination of like brute strength and good feet, or what are
yeah.
his strengths?
Yeah, I mean he's super powerful. He's a big guy, but he has the ability to move. We pull him and do things, out on the perimeter, and he's very active and targets his guys well. Very powerful when he gets there. So now he's got the makings of a really good young player.
A lot of attention on Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree as the number one and number two wide receiver. But Andre Holmes had a big game last week, made some key catches in some key situations. Coming back from the hand injury, how's Andre acclimated himself, and where do you see him?
He's been great. He battled his way back from the hand, stayed in it mentally the entire time, came back like he hadn't missed a beat, and he's competed, and he's performed a big role on special teams as well. Seth, obviously, makes the big touchdown catch. So the whole group is contributing right now.
You altered your schedule a little bit, just slightly this week. What goes into the thought process as far as why you do that, and do you do that at different times over the year?
Yeah, we'll always take a look and see what we think is best in terms of preparing the team and getting ourselves ready for that opponent that week. And we're choosing to approach it this way this week, and stay that way until we otherwise let you know.
What are you seeing out of your pass rush? Do you feel like that it's just that close to getting there and start taking down the quarterback a little more?
Yeah, I mean we feel like pass defense is rushing coverage, and as we do a better job of making the quarterback hold the ball, we'll give our rush a chance to get there and get them down. And then when we have we haven't quite closed the deal. So. Yeah, we've been close on some. Those numbers are going to come. We've got some talented guys going after the quarterback.
What interested you about the corner you claimed from the Redskins?
Athletic. He's got the size, speed, and athleticism that we covet. Given an opportunity to compete here, he's got some starts in the league. So he has some experience. He's still a young player. He has a chance to develop. So we'll let him come in here and compete and determine a role, through competition. Yeah, that's not that part of my decision making. So, I know we're silver and black. I know that.
What do you know about Seth Roberts when you came in? What's allowed him to go from a small school guy, doesn't get drafted, to be a contributor?
Well, when we approached the offseason, we felt like we wanted to add some talent to the group. Obviously, being able to draft Amari early and acquire Crab, those were two great gets for us. And then the guys that were returning, we felt like the guys that were returning would have a chance to develop, and we just wanted them to compete and compete on special teams, compete for roles on offense, and Seth's just taken that opportunity and run with it, and so has Andre and Street and those guys that are here, and so it's been a very competitive group throughout the camp, throughout the offseason. Those guys worked really hard, a guy like Seth that's taking full advantage of his opportunities.
Touched on the road issue a little bit on Monday, but when you were in Jacksonville, when you had started to get things turned around, I think it was the second year, I think that was the same year you guys had a winning record on the road. Was that part of it, the ability to go win on the road as well, to get turned around there?
Yeah, it's all mindset. You know, it's we're working on the things that you need to be a good football team, and part of that is traveling with a purpose, traveling well and performing well on the road. You know, it's, you know, hostile environment, it's going to be loud, it's, you know, a lot of different factors working against you. Clearly there's an advantage to playing at home, but we want to be road warriors. We want to be the kind of team that can travel well and play in any kind of conditions, any kind of weather, any kind of crowd, and just be very purposeful and go in there and be able to, you know, be able to impose our will on the opposing team.
For a guy like Rod Streeter, who was once one of the Raiders' top targets, is it just preaching patience and continuing to compete out there for him to get his turn?
Yes. Very well said. It really is, guy. Listen, we do what we can to get guys up each week to put a plan together to win the game, and you know, I'm certainly sensitive. I wish they could all play. You know, but we have to go with 46 active, and that means that we're going to have guys go down that we think are good players, that we really appreciate and respect, and we need them to be ready. It's a tough situation for guys that, you know, feel like maybe somehow they're not doing anything right when they're doing everything right. But we can only get so many guys up on game day.
Do you expect Jelly to be able to practice today?
We'll see. Yeah, I haven't actually talked to Rod about him specifically today. I know he's getting closer, so we'll see.
Charles came out okay after last week.
Yeah.
How does a guy like Joe Hayden affect what you guys do offensively?
Well, he's one of the top corners in the game. You know, he's a really good sticky man coverage guy. They leave him out there on an island a lot. He's a good football player. He's been good from the day he, you know, came into the league, and he's continuing to play at a high level.
Is Benson Mayola getting closer to a return to the practice?
He is. Yeah, he's doing a good job fighting his way back.
Will he come back as that slash Sam slash defensive end, or do you have him specialized some after missing that time?
Yeah, that'll be determined when he gets back and we're able to work him into the rotation.
Coach, you mentioned Joe Hayden, but their defense as a whole, doesn't seem to matter what they have going on offensively over the years. Their defense has been one of the better defenses in the National Football League. What kind of problems do they create?
Yeah, they've done a nice job, really nice job, a really excellent coverage group. I think they have four Pro Bowlers in their secondary, so they have talent in their secondary. They've got, you know, pass rushers to get there and get the quarterback down. They've got active linebackers, so it's a good group, you know, and obviously playing at their place, you know, the crowd noise will be a factor we've got to deal with, and it's a big challenge for us. It's a good football team. We're going into their play.
Coach,